This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have arrived, ladies and gentlemen, at tax day here in tax week for the American economy. As promised, congressional Republicans in the White House took the wraps off their plans for the American tax code today. More details than before, certainly, but it's more broad brush than deeply detailed. President Trump went to Indianapolis today to do the bully pulpit thing.
Over the next few months, the House and Senate will build on this framework and produce legislation that will deliver more jobs, higher pay, and lower taxes for middle-class families, for the working man and woman, and for businesses of all sizes.
We are going to take tax policy head-on today and over the next couple of months, starting with this question. How do you get from promises about this?
More jobs.
And this.
Higher pay.
And this.
And lower taxes.
To the actual thing. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going with the tax change big picture.
The tax plan is kind of like one of those crazy diets that makes big promises. Eat all the ice cream you want and still lose those pounds.
As someone who is really devoted to ice cream sundaes, I really wish that were true.
Besides being an ice cream lover, Jared Bernstein was an economist in the Obama administration. He says the GOP's all-you-can-cut tax plan wouldn't lead to more jobs and bigger paychecks. Lowering the corporate tax rate to 20% would give companies more money. But Bernstein says they're already sitting on piles of cash.
So if they wanted to expand and invest and create jobs, they would be doing it.
As far as tax fairness goes, Bernstein says even the proposed doubling of the standard deduction wouldn't help the lowest income families. But Douglas Holtz Aiken, former economic advisor to Senator John McCain, says actually the plan does make things fairer by simplifying the tax system. And while the U.S. wouldn't exactly be a tax haven, Holtz Aiken says a corporate tax cut would help.
Headquarters companies will no longer leave. Other companies will want to be here.
Creating those promised jobs and higher paychecks. But there's another player here, Congress. So all these tax plan promises
sort of put the cart before the horse here.
That's Henrietta Trays at Veda Partners. She says under Senate budget rules, the GOP tax plan can't add to the deficit for more than 10 years.
Once you get into year 11, you need to have the deficit go back to zero from where you started.
Meaning after 10 years, some of these tax cuts would have to go. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.